Whether you're watching Bluey on iView or perhaps The Crown on Netflix, for many of us, when it comes to TV, we're streaming programs rather than tuning in. And all that binge watching is driving a surge in the amount of data we're downloading. According to the Australian Communications and Media Authority, we're now devouring more than four times as much data than we did just 5 years ago. David Sparks reports.
When it comes to watching TV, our habits are rapidly changing.
I've actually been watching a lot of Grand Designs recently on the ABC. Yeah, look, I'll mainly watch stuff on free-to-air, and then, like, I'll watch a little bit of Netflix here and there.
If I was to watch, it would definitely be streaming. Mainly Netflix, and I don't like to plan anything. Like, if I want to watch TV, I want to watch it there and then straight away.
On average, Australians are watching 21 hours of television a week. 45% of that is streaming, up from 36% a year earlier.
I actually think I watch probably more free-to-air.
Do you do any streaming at all?
I've got Netflix.
How many services do you subscribe to?
Just Netflix and Disney Plus.
Why do you think you spend more time on streaming than watching free-to-air television?
Probably the big thing, ads. Like, there's no ads on the streaming. Just sick of it.
Keeping track of what we're watching and how we're watching it is the media regulator, the Australian Communications and Media Authority. ACMA's Richard Bullock says 71% of us have at least one streaming subscription.
Look, I don't think you can discount those demographic factors. I think that what we're seeing is a new generation coming through that have clear preferences for how they're consuming video content. And I think really they're leading the charge in that broader shift towards online content consumption.
And with more streaming comes more data. 4 years ago, Australia was downloading 1.4 million terabytes in just 3 months. Now it's up to 6 million terabytes. And a whopping 88% of that data is downloaded over fixed internet services rather than mobile networks.
It's the fixed internet services that are carrying the lion's share of data traffic. I know there's been speculation for quite a while that mobile would replace fixed internet in terms of how people were going to do things online. That's not what we're seeing so far with our statistics. What we're really seeing is that there's a time and a place for accessing the internet on a mobile phone, and there's a time and a place for using a fixed internet service to consume online services.
So why are we still relying so heavily on our fixed internet services? Dr. Sulet Dreyfus from Melbourne University's School of Computing and Information Systems says the answer is simple.
Basically because it's cheaper. It's embedded, and you might get better speeds. Often what a lot of people will do is they set up their mobile phone. Yes, okay, they're wandering around doing their grocery shopping for dinner. They're on their mobile network, but the minute they walk in the door, it's set to revert to wireless in their house, and they're using their fixed connection.
That's Dr. Sulet Dreyfus from Melbourne University and David Sparks reporting there.